Okra was introduced from Africa into American foodways during times of slavery and has been melded into soul food in southern cuisine ever since. It is gently stewed with tomatoes, battered and fried crispy, pickled in tangy vinegar and spices, and simmered in bubbling pots of thick, hearty gumbo. The vegetable is high in potassium and vitamin C, and also provides vitamins B6 and K, plus iron, magnesium, calcium, and fiber. The exact origins of Abomascus esculentus remains unclear. However, it is widely agreed that it was domesticated in Egypt and Ethiopia thousands of years ago. Another species of okra, Abomascus kyle, is indigenous to Western Africa. In Africa, the candle-shaped pods are savored as a vegetable that is integral to many culinary traditions, such as Ethiopia's bamia alik and Ghana's spicy okra soups and stews. Okra also imparts its earthy flavor and smooth, viscous texture to rice and mixed vegetables dishes in Africa, Brazil, and the Caribbean, India, Sri Lanka, and regions throughout tropical and subtropical Asia. Okra crossed the Atlantic Ocean during the slave trade as a provision for the millions of captive Africans forced onto ships destined for slavery in the Americas. Enslaved Africans and their descendants grew okra in their small vegetable plots located next to their dwellings. Generations of enslaved cooks boiled or fried the pods and combined them with rice and black-eyed peas for a filling and nutritious meal. They added okra to peppery soups and stews that were based on available regional ingredients such as fish and seafood caught off the coast, or chicken and pork raised on plantations. Roasted seeds were brewed into a hot coffee-like beverage. Writer and culinary food historian Michael Twitty explains in his article, The Secret History of Okra, quote, "A Kimbundu word, Kwengombo, is where we get the word gumbo. From the Igbo language of southeastern Nigeria, we get the vegetable's English name as okuru, became okra, spelled with a ch, and also okra, spelled with a k," unquote. Okra is also cultivated in gardens for its ornamental value.